This is GQDN for May 18th, 2022. You know me as Joe. Today, brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest. But today, we talk about a Last of Us remake, some dates of announcements, a little bit of Marvel, but we start with some very serious news. This comes to us from GameSpot.com. And according to what happened in the Buffalo shooting, Twitch, Discord, and a lot of other streaming platforms will be under investigation. The New York City Attorney General Letitia James did say, quote, "My office is launching investigations into the social media companies that the Buffalo shooter used to plan, promote, and stream his terror attack. We are investigating Twitch, 4chan, 8chan, and Discord, among others, all platforms that the shooter used to amplify this attack. The terror attack in Buffalo has once again revealed the depths and danger of online forums that spread and promote hate. The fact that an individual can post detailed plans to commit such an act of hate without consequence and then stream it for the world to see is bone-chilling and unfathomable," unquote. We will definitely keep an eye on this. And you better will believe that Discord, Twitch, and the social media companies will be answering for this. Now we go to another bit of, news brought to us from Eurogamer.net, and Saudi Arabia just bought 5% of Nintendo. So what this is the Saudi Arabia's public investment fund. And what they've done is, well, like I just said, they bought 5% of Nintendo. Now, Nintendo didn't say anything about this yet, but the buyer has already bought some stuff in Capcom, Nexon, EA, Activision Blizzard, and Take-Two, and owns the majority of SNK. Keep in mind that this investment fund is owned by the Crown Prince, and it's the same prince that was blamed by the CIA for the assassination of the Washington Post journal Jamal Khashoggi. I do apologize if I got all the names wrong, but I always do that. So, once again, Nintendo buying 5% of Nintendo now. It just got weird and weird. I mean, the first one was just awful. That's the first story. The second story is just weird. But this one won't be. Oh, maybe. Because according to GameInformer.com, Marvel is announcing a new game tomorrow. And all that they tweeted at Marvel Entertainment was new game announcement. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. PST. Now, there are some different things that have come up there with the Marvel Universe, the MCU, with Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and with Morbius and everything else that's in the Disney Plus, plus Venom. So we'll see what happens. I mean, this is we'll talk about this tomorrow, definitely, but tune in tomorrow at Marvel on Twitter, and you'll see what happens. We will all see what happens. Now we go to Destructoid for the next three articles, and they are saying that Blizzard will share what's next for Overwatch 2 in their next event on June 16th. So that will be on YouTube and probably on the Blizzard launcher on your PC. So, PlayOverwatch said, coming through, save the date for an Overwatch 2 event on June 16th, where we will share our plan for the month ahead, including the next PvP beta. What do you think is going to happen with Overwatch 2? Well, the Overwatch commercial leader, John Spector, said, yes, this is admittedly an announcement of an announcement, but we want to continue communicating with players about what's coming soon, and also wanted to clearly set a timeline. We will see what happens. Could we see more characters? More maps? Maybe an announcement on the PvP as well. Or the PvE, I should say, for the game. We'll see what happens. Now, on to another Destructoid article saying that Ubisoft's Roller Champions comes out 1 week from now. So if you're into some rollerblade PvP, essentially, this could be a very fun game. They did show one of the maps, and you're going to be going around, up, down, just do a whole bunch of stuff. It does look like it's quite fun. So we'll see what happens with the Roller Champions. This will be up on Xbox One, well, Xbox Series X and S as well, PlayStation 4 and 5, and PC. We'll see what happens when that comes out. Now we get to some news about news on Destructoid. And they're saying that Final Fantasy VII news is coming out next month. Now, Final Fantasy Remake, the first one, was a real big hit. And quite a few hours of gameplay. So we shall see what happens with the next remake part, because it does sound like that they will be coming out with more Final Fantasy VII stuff. Like, they did come out with the first Soldier. And we do know that they've already come out with Intergard as well. But this next part should continue the journey with Cloud. So we will see what happens here. It does look very interesting for that type of news. We will end today with The Last of Us Remake. Looks like a holiday release. This comes to us from DualShocker.com. And The Last of Us is about, 8 years old right now. And they're already talking about doing a remake. And it could be about finished for a remake. And it's still like, huh? Alright, I should leave my opinions to the weekly show. But just know that they are looking at the holiday season. So, does this set forward a better game year for next year? We might discuss this on the weekly show. At which you can find the weekly show at thegroupquest.com. And you can find me at Twitter at Joe Brums. I should say on Twitter, right? Whatever. You can find all of the shows at thedawnforge.com and on Twitter at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow. Who knows? We might find out what's in the Marvel game. Anyway, it's time to do some gaming myself. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.